Public News Service Daily Newscast for Friday, August 9, 2019. I'm Mike Clifford. Busloads of migrant workers released after ICE raids in Mississippi. Also on our Friday rundown, gun permit restrictions loosened despite recent mass shootings. Plus development destroying U.S. landscape at an alarming rate. Now our top story, dozens of immigrant workers have been released a day after being detained in the largest immigration raid in a decade in the United States. That from the Associated Press. The AP reporting Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials, also known as ICE, say 680 people arrested in the raids on Wednesday. But immigration lawyers say by Thursday morning about 5 busloads of people had been released. AOL reports the terms of the workers' releases were unclear, also unclear whether any of those released were determined to be living in the country legally. ICE officials did not return telephone calls as of Thursday morning. Maryland State Police announced this week that the state has lifted restrictions on concealed carry gun permits. That's for business owners.
The restriction had said business owners were allowed to carry their handguns only when on the job or traveling to or from work. With the policy change, they will now be able to switch to unrestricted permits that allow them to carry handguns at all times. Liz Bonnock, director of the group Marylanders to Prevent Gun Violence, is outraged at the timing of the new policy, as the nation reels from 2 mass shootings just days ago that left more than 30 people dead.
Not only is it the wrong policy, right in the aftermath of these 2 mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton, to be doing this now is both tone deaf and the wrong way to approach the issue of gun violence prevention.
Backers of the change say business owners should be able to protect their workers and property. Bonnock says research indicates the more permissive policy could lead to more violence and unintentional shootings. The Giffords Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence gave Maryland a grade of A- for its gun laws last year, ranking them the 4th strongest in the country. This is Diane Bernard reporting.
In 2017, Maryland had 742 firearm-related deaths, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. In the 2019 legislative session, the General Assembly advanced gun control laws by banning bump stocks and other rapid-fire trigger activators. Meantime, more than 900 people each year in Indiana are killed with guns, and some experts say the state's gun laws are relatively weak in terms of restrictions.
The state bars people with a record of domestic violence from purchasing or possessing guns and requires retail handgun dealers to obtain a license. But Indiana legislators could be doing much more, says Laura Cataletta, managing director of the Giffords Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence. Her organization keeps track of gun legislation passed in each state and ranks them on an annual scorecard.
Indiana every year has not fared well in our scorecard. It receives a D-, and the reason for that is because it really has very few laws on the books to curb gun violence.
In Congress, Republican Representative Susan Brooks of Indianapolis has pointed out that Indiana has a so-called red flag law enacted in 2005, which allows police to temporarily take guns away from people who are believed to be a danger to themselves or others. Still, guns are the second leading cause of death for children in Indiana. I'm Nadia Ramlagan.
Environmental groups now say Monday's explosion at a pumping station along the Mariner East 2 gas pipeline highlights regulatory flaws and a lack of oversight of the project. Here's Andrea Sears.
The explosion at the Boot Road pump station shook homes and rattled windows half a mile away. Sunoco, owner of the pipeline, said it was a backfire similar to a car backfiring, that there was no release of liquid and no danger to the public. But Joseph Minot, who heads the Clean Air Council, calls Mariner East 2 the poster child for what's wrong with the way the Commonwealth deals with pipelines.
The building out of natural gas infrastructure in Pennsylvania is not being monitored properly. It's not being permitted properly. It's not being regulated properly.
Sunoco says the pipeline meets or exceeds both state and federal pipeline safety regulations.
The Clean Air Council has called on Governor Tom Wolf and the Public Utility Commission to shut down the Mariner East pipeline. Finally, Ross Brown tells us the United States losing its wild landscape to energy, transportation, agriculture, and urbanization at a rate of 2 football fields per minute. That's according to new research, sounding alarms about what it means for future generations, especially in light of climate change.
The first comprehensive study of the lower 48 states shows how human modification is causing the loss and fragmentation of natural lands at an alarming rate, according to biologist and study author Brett Dixon. He says Minnesota lost nearly 700,000 acres of natural lands from 2001 to 2017, about 400,000 to urbanization.
This eating away of some of the last wild places in the U.S., I mean, the places that offer our recreation and hunting opportunities, provide us with clean drinking water, space for wildlife to roam and to persist. There's a loss that we can't replace.
Dixon says some states are losing natural landscapes at higher rates than others. North Dakota topped the list.
The Center for American Progress, which commissioned the study, advocates for protecting 30% of all U.S. lands and oceans by 2030. I'm Mike Clifford, and thanks for wrapping up your week with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and you will find us online at publicnewsservice.org.